The next patient is Franklin Jewell. The last name is J-E-W-E-L-L. Franklin is the first name. This is a clinical case of an 83-year-old male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient had a comprehensive metabolic profile that was done on March the 22nd of 2024, the serum creatinine 1.2, the BUN26, the estimated EFR 59, sodium 132, potassium 3.8, chloride 103, and CO2 is 29. Albumin is 4.1. The liver function tests are with the normal limits. In the urinalysis, there is no evidence of proteinuria, and there is no activity in the urinary sediment. The protein creatinine ratio, 85 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Following number, the patient has anemia with a normal iron profile. The most likely situation is that the rheumatoid arthritis and the autoimmune process that he has is responsible for this normocytic nomochromic anemia. The latest hemoglobin 12.3. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, gout that is also under control. Following number, the patient has a remote history of calculus in the kidney that was most likely associated to hypercalciuria in the past. Following number, abdominal aortic aneurysm that is followed by the vascular surgeon, Dr. Skipper. They did an ultrasound that was consistent with a diameter of 5.9, and then they ordered a CT scan, and the CT scan was 5.3, and they considered this stable and decided not to do any type of intervention. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient had a prostate cancer that is treated with the administration of Lupron. Following number, essential hypertension that has been under control. The patient is ready to go back to Michigan. We are going to see him in December of 2024.